Blackstone Audio presents The Last Striptease by Michael Wiley. To Julie, Isaac, Maya, and Elias, who keep me laughing. Chapter 1. North Dearborn. A couple blocks off the Gold Coast high-rises is a high-priced neighborhood, full of 40-year-old guys fresh out of divorces from suburban wives. Guys with good money from good jobs, or okay money from okay jobs and dreams of an easy life, interrupted only by vigorous sex after years of cutting the backyard grass every summer weekend. If they've got money, they buy a Jaguar or a Mercedes convertible, which they keep in a garage. If they don't, a scooter or a moped, which they keep in the front vestibule of their apartment building. But after a couple months, their sports cars stay parked in the garage, and their scooters and mopeds collect dust in the vestibules. And most of the year is winter in Chicago anyway. So the guys work their good jobs, or their okay jobs, then go home and climb upstairs to their apartments and cook a microwave dinner. Afterward, they go to bed early, or they walk out to the bars on Rush Street and get drunk with other guys like themselves. I know because I looked at apartments in the neighborhood after Corrine and I split up. I didn't rent because I didn't like what the neighborhood told me about myself. Sometimes denial is good. For me, it's dessert every night, after a microwave dinner. I try to avoid the area, but on a warm Monday night in September, I sat in my car across the street from a store called Stoy's. Lots of neon, about a third of it dead, and the front window covered with a chrome finish.